introducing us into the whole, all the different types of eras that are also, all the different types of relationships with women as are also. The Torah has a small introduction. The Torah tells us that these things, that the other Ummahs, the other nations were very, very involved and drawn to these Averis. And therefore, we have to be extra careful not to do like them. And we have to realize that that's caused them to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. But the Pasuk says, the end of Achrimois, that a person is not careful in these things, but talking hard to a sucky hard to the wood and land in front of those that are favored any other place. So, okay, it's an Aveira and it's right wrong. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a special sensitivity that the land has. It's a Kedusha Sa'aretz, which is feasible. But the Torah has to tell us that the land should vomit us out. It needs to tell us that there's a certain realism. That Eretz Yisrael has a sensitivity, as Rashi brings down. It doesn't stomach such things, such terrible acts of immorality, and Eretz won't be able to take it, and it will spit the person out, it will vomit him out, because it pushes not just because of the punishment. It's just that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is so tangible, it's so real, and therefore the land itself will not allow its kedusha to be affected, and therefore the land will somehow cause and vomit and this person out. And the person has to realize that the Eretz Yisrael has that sensitivity of kedusha. The people will have to realize that when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, we have to be extra sensitive to that inyan. We have to know that this world is not like other land. It's a land that has a special kedusha to it. It has a special avivah that it's omach, and the air, the different air, the kedusha, the sensitivity, and the person has to be weary of it. But in the introduction to the parasha, the Torah tells us, "Kabbal v'leisur v'atonim v'ani Hashem v'keicham kemazi atzayim." And the Torah speaks that we shouldn't do like the way of the Goyim, and they did these things that was wrong. And then the Torah continues and says, "Mishmatai tazer zukat nishmur alav b'mani Hashem l'keichem u'shmat v'tzukoyt v'tzmishmot v'asher yad v'zamahot v'chay b'hem." And you should keep my statutes and live by them, b'mani Hashem. So the way we understand the passage, the Torah is saying that, you know, the opposite, don't do transactions, don't do the wrong, right, don't do Averis. Don't do things that are wrong. Don't cause the land to get defiled. And don't, but do the positive. Do positive acts. Do acts of mishpat, of chukim. Do the mishpatim and the chukim and live by them. And the Hashem, that's the right thing. But the tzivah is pirish. The Nehemiah McDover here explains a little bit more of an insight, and he explains that the Yisod over here that the Torah is telling us that this is the Hakdama to the parasha of the Arayas. That if a person wants to be able to have the antidote, he wants to be able to control himself, because God gave us a nature that we have, you know, a taiva, an inclination towards these things, and in order that we shouldn't get carried away and be overtaken by them. The Torah tells us over here that a person should ushmad and chukoytis kishbot ayashayat or isamahod abahem. And the tzimah yasos, that means a person should produce Torah. The Torah is telling you that when a person gets involved in Torah, the person makes Torah his livelihood, the chayibah. When a person lives by Torah, just not only carries out the mitzvahs, but it's his true life. He lives, that it's exciting to him, that the Torah is alive. The Torah is a realism. The Torah is something that gives him enthusiasm, the Torah gives him life, the Torah gives him excitement, the Torah is a mainstay in his learned day. This is the antidote, this is the koyach, to which a person could now go ahead and go out in the world and not be overtaken by his desires. If a person is oyser them, he's mechadish Torah. He delves into Torah, and Torah becomes something that's so special, so real. And the chayber, it's a chiyus, it's a lifeblood to him. Then, Ani Hashem, then he will be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he's connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a live way, he doesn't have to worry of being overtaken by his desires. It's something that every male, every person has a tremendous desire. But these desires can be controlled, the Torah tells us. But Rossi Yetzihara, Rossi Torah Ta'amah. The Gemara tells the Kedushin Pogabachal, Menuvel was there, this disgusting person. The Menuvel is Pogabachal, friend of the Samach Mem, the Yetzihara. And Menuvel was telling me it's because he wants to manavel you. He wants to take you. We can maybe dash into the Gemara. He wants to manavel you. He wants to take you to do things that defile you. Defile you, was coming. So the Torah says, "Help the Gemara Kedushin, Mashchehu the Beis Hamedrash, bring him to the Beis Hamedrash, and even when Nimoya, everything falls away. It falls away because a lot of these illicit things and a lot of these desires are fantasy. It's something that a person imagines. It's something that in his mind he builds up the thing, and from that comes the actual, you know, the carrying it out." As the Torah says, the eyes see and the heart desires. It's that tremendous desire. The heart builds it up so strong, so powerful, that creates this tremendous power for thought that a person wants to go to an Aveda. And these are young of her eyes. But the Torah comes in and flattens it, destroys it. And the answer to that could be because when a person sees the truth, the world, that whole world, the world of dimya and fantasy, when the Torah comes in, the Torah speaks this word of total truth. The Torah gives you the truth, and one small quiet of truth pushes away a lot of darkness, pushes away a lot of sheker, a lot of falseness. And therefore, this is the quiet the Torah is telling us, the Pashas, especially now we're heading into the summer months, when it's very difficult, much more difficult, especially in the warmer climate, with the warmer climate, where the world outside decides to make the whole human race, the whole every single place in the world becomes a beach, even though there's no sand, but there's a beach all around us. Even in the cities and the towns, they become beach-like, and everybody certainly, you know, starts to reveal that stuff themselves. And because of that, it becomes much more difficult for a person to control himself. And here, we have to learn these stories that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that there's no situation where we can't control ourselves. We have to make Torah alive with us. We have to make it exciting. We have to make it a part of us. We have to make it that we want to produce in Torah. We want to learn our own chidushim. We want to create different Torah. And through that koyach beis Hashem of a chai bohem, that we live with the Torah, the Torah is our mainstay. Torah is something that's so unbelievable, so involved, and we're so excited about it, and it's occupying our mind. We won't be nechshach as a show, we'll be able to control ourselves, and we'll be able to be successful in our effort, beis Hashem, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem. This is the Yisrael. I mean, there's too many stories of Gedolim where they said that they went, they had to go out the street, or they had to go, whatever it was, and their minds were occupied, total with immersed in the Sugyas and Gemara, and they probably didn't see. They could have been, there was people around that weren't, obviously weren't doing this, and things like that. They cautioned. They didn't see it. They didn't notice it. It wasn't noticed by them. because the more I was totally after the chayim of him. This is our antidote. This is our key of side. Let's realize these months, as we get back to this man, we start a new man, whether it's in the base measures, we're out of the base measures, but we want to be covered. Eat them up there in the base measures. If to be able to turn away in the base measures of Adam, we're safe. Base measures is the, as we said before, that's our city of refuge, that's our refuge from the eighth hour, the world's Muslim markets. But what's from that, the koyach, to when a person does have to go out, or he is involved, he's out there in the streets, he's out there in the workforce, he has to be able to take a dozen Torah with him, have a thick of a good cash on his head, discuss how the Torah should be alive on him, and the chusev, Eid Hashem, protect the person, it'll be showing the person, he'll be ani Hashem, he'll be connected to Hashem, he won't be nichshol, be zeichot, it's a tremendous chus, tremendous merits. Zechav is Hashem, or we should be Zechav B'Korai. Gosh Bo, through the Koyach of Torah, which is reading in a Sefer, talks about Achos HaYomim. The Koyach to be Nigal, in the end of days, the Zechus HaTorah, should be Zechav, the Zechus HaTorah to be Nigal, the Nisan Zu, should be Nigal, Gulas Oilam, Omen.